they wanted to end Christmas.
No, what?
Yeah. They hated
Assholes.
Christmas. But you know what day they did celebrate? Election Day. That's America, right
That's
there.
lame.
No Christmas celebration, but election. Yeah, heck yeah. And they also celebrated when it was commencement day. That meant they were going to the university. So they celebrated
That's so
university and
boring.
elections. That's what they did.
I hate those kind of people. Those are the kinds who like holding clipboards.
Also, I don't think I told you this, Lotus, but let me
Yeah.
see. Oh yeah. You ever, you know, like communists, Soviets, they're like anti-nationalist, they're anti-religious, right? Yeah, there's one thing about that though. The Soviet Union made Israel over 10 years before Israel existed.
What do you mean? What does
They
that even
made
mean?
separated an exclusive like city, state, just for Jews to practice, you know, their religion and preserve their ethnicity there in the Soviet Union.
Oh,
That
so
doesn't
it's
make
like,
sense, does it?
no,
An
yeah.
anti-religious, anti-nationalist thing, making a religious nation
For Jews,
for
yeah, that's
Jews
weird.
specifically, of all things, of all. Because Soviets definitely like killed a bunch of Christians, and they also killed a bunch of Muslims too. They wrecked Turkey up pretty bad. But why didn't they do that to Jewish people? That's weird. That's real weird.
So they're like part Jewish or what? That's
Well,
so
not
weird.
part. I
What?
mean, Lenin was Jewish. Trotsky was Jewish. You can look all this up. What's the woman's name?
I am
Rosa
muted. Now I'm not.
Luxemburg?
Because
Rosa
that would be a sucks.
Luxemburg.
Luxembourg?
Yeah, Rosa Luxemburg, that's her name. Jewish?
Rosa Burt? Yo.
Rosa Luxemburg. Polish? Yeah, they say she's Polish. Yeah, one of the Polish
Wikipedia
people.
has gotten 10 times worse. I have to do like double the digging to figure out, oh yeah, this person is
Yeah, I
Jewish.
gotta check
They
all the
used
edits
to.
all the way back.
Yeah, you have to check the edits or you have to like check, okay, who's their parents? Or what was the OG last name? Or like whatever.
Weird.
It used to
Yeah.
include early
Weird.
life. You know, this person is an ethnic Jew. I used to always be included, and now it's like they're Scotch Irish. I'm like, yeah,
Why did. Wait, why did they hide it? I'm so confused. Why did they say I'm a Jew?
Because it would make people worried to know that the leadership of their country are people that are of a different religion and ethnicity than they are.
Yeah,
Wouldn't that be
all of them,
weird?
and a super minority.
Let's say I'm in a Christian country and the president is a you know an Arab Muslim. He probably has different intentions than most people who are Christian. If he has like ethnic preservation, he's probably gonna want more people of his ethnicity being in the country and controlling things than white Christians. He probably want more Arab Muslims, right? I mean, if you were
Yeah.
you like your groups, you're gonna want your group to, you know, control more, win more, etc., make more. That's why it's worrisome when somebody is of a complete different kind than the people and they're in
So
the
kind of
political
like,
leadership.
it's like what Obama did when he kind of like he was pretty androgynous about like what he believed in his background and all that.
Yeah, it's very important because his actual dad was like a communist.
What?
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's an
that's
Alex
a
Jones
I never
stuff.
heard that.
That's a theory. I forget what was the guy's name? The theory that Obama's real
Shpumi
dad was
Sternberger? What's his
this
name?
commie guy, black commie
Shpum
guy.
Shpumi's Burger? Whatever his
Yeah.
name was. Obama's real dad. Dreams from my real father.
Frank Marshall
F
Davis.
yeah, Frank Marshall Davis.
Davis? Question mark?
What you
Okay.
mean? What you mean by that, black man? Davis? Kind of black name's Davis. Where'd you come from, you Dutch?
Okay, we got 10 people here. I
You see
actually
the real
have.
Barack
I
Obama? He looks like a
charted
gay
this out
guy.
like a retard, but.
Because Barack Obama, he's actually Barack Obama too. The original Barack Obama looks like a gay guy. And it would make sense if you raise another woman's children because he was gay. He probably wanted to bang dudes, so he just married to look like he wasn't gay. That would make sense. But here's a picture. Okay, you remember how Obama looked. So this is a picture of Obama's real dad, Frank Marshall Davis. It looks a lot more like Obama.
Yeah, that looks like him. Wait, is the one above the one he claims is his dad and the one below is his real dad or what?
Yeah, that's what it is.
How do you know that guy below is his dad?
Yeah, I think he wrote a book. Obama wrote a book about how he went on a, like, he wrote a book about going on a, some kind of, like, boat trip with, Frank Marshall Davis. And, like, Frank Marshall Davis was in the exact same place at the same time, right about when Obama would be conceived with his mom. A lot of things. There's a whole book about it. Alex Jones talks about this. He can explain it real well.
Weird. Yeah. So it's not like confirmed for sure, but he does definitely. There seems to be some more resemblance between him and that guy than.
And the thing about him being Kenyan is true. He was born in Kenya to Frank Marshall Davis.
But doesn't that mean he wouldn't be allowed to be president if he wasn't born in
Exactly.
that's why he claims Hawaii.
Also. What's Obama's mom? Is she Dutch? Stanley and okay. Dunham.
There was a place called New Amsterdam, which was like a colony in like New England area, in like the 1600s, and they were doing trading out of there, like fur trading. So all of like the early powerful political families in America were Dutch Jews. And all the families were, like, connected to each other in some way. The Roosevelt is actually Von Rosenvelt. What was the other one? Delano is Delanois. And, Clinton. I was gonna say Clinton. He took his stepfather's name, who he had no biological connection to. So, let me actually find his real last name, if it were
okay, from his so real biological Obama, father. You're telling me Obama's great grandma was called Ruth?
Oh boy,
that's interesting.
Ruth,
that's pretty interesting.
Let's freaking go. Okay,
Let's freaking go.
William Jefferson Blythe.
Blythe.
That's his real biological father's name. And so he died before he was born, and then his mom remarried to this other guy, so he got his stepfather's last name rather than being named Blythe. He was named Clinton. Interesting choice.
Bill Blythe.
Because Clinton is like, I don't even know what nationality that is. It's ambiguous. But Blythe, I'm like, Let's see, what was his mom's name?
Blythe sounds like he has many allergies.
Okay, Virginia so Del Cassidy.
I think Obama's mom was 1/4 Jewish, I'm pretty sure. Or 1/8. Ruth Lucille R. Moore. Great grandmother of President Barack Obama. Oh man, she does live a lot Jewish. Oh man, she looks a lot very Jewish.
Thank you.
Look.
Oh yeah, and Bush is an alternate spelling of Bosch. That's another interesting one.
Why does she look like kind of me?
She doesn't look like you, man.
Well, because you
she
look
like John Frank.
Long nose.
She does look like John Tron, but John Tron's like Arabic, but same freaking thing.
Oh my god, it's
this
a female
is,
John Tron.
This is Obama's grandpa.
Oh boy.
What?
That dude looked like a little bit of a Hasidim. I see them, but I don't believe them. Armor. Okay, so her name was Armor?
Would it ever include in Bush's early life that he's Jewish? Probably not. Let's see here.
Gabriella Clark.
His paternal grandfather, Samuel P. Bush. Probably... Was he the one who changed the name?
What did you say? Harry Ellen
P. Bush. Armour. Yeah, it doesn't include any in here, and it's very obvious. Someone changed it from Bosch to Bush somewhere in the line.
Bosch?
As a strategic move.
Yeah, same thing with Bill de Blasio being Wilhelm. His actual name is Wilhelm.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't, you know, he wants to seem more Italian-American in New York. His actual name is Warren Wilhelm Jr. There is nothing de Blasio about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a German, he's a Kraut.
Faking Italian. Well, because they can get away with by being Italians because Italians look Jewish. Some of them.
Me.
So they'll, like, hijack that.
Use Lucille Armour. Okay, let me check Armour. What's Armour? George W. Armour? What's this? George W.? What? George Armour. Okay, 1812, 1881. Oh, so you're telling me his great-great-grand-grandfather was already in America and was a Scottish-American businessman and philanthropist, quote-unquote? Armour family, huh? Oh, so that's a family? Oh, so it's like... It's a dynasty. Obama comes from a dynasty. That's real funny. Armour dynasty. Armour. Name origin. Is it Armour or is it Armour? A-R-M-E-R.
Oh yeah, Joe Biden's middle name is Rubinette.
Mm-hmm.
Robinette? Something like that. Joe Biden, no, Armour. Not Joe Rogan. In person. Yeah, Robinette.
Robinette?
I need to think of Ruben. Alright, Anita's freaking.
Okay, I'll just keep going back to like find him. Okay, so Ruth. Who's Ruthie?
What up, who? Nelia Hunter. Jewish?
Christopher, Susan Catherine overall. Okay, so Obama's family goes back to a guy who was a decorated Union soldier in the U.S. Civil War.
Oh boy.
That's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, that's another thing. So all the Dutch people were like, they fought the Revolutionary War, then they became, like, Federalists, and then Democrats, like, as the labels changed.
That's weird. It flipped.
Yeah, which shows the real motive. It's not about freedom or something like that.
That's the motive, power?
They're fighting against Andy Britain. Browning. Create a new place that they can, well, they did rule. I gotta research more into that, what the relations between the Dutch and British were.
Duval, what's Duval? That's French,
Duval?
Right?
Duval, that sounds...
French, yeah.
So it's Dutch Jews or French... Yeah. Huguenots, whatever.
Huge Nose? Is that his actual name?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Duval. Okay, so we're getting French now. But he is from the Armour, like, very closely. I think his grandma was straight up Armour.
Okay. Yeah.
Armour.
Oh, gosh.
Gabrielle Duval and Mary Grable?
I feel like Biden's a crypto. He sort of has, like, the ears and the...
Okay, I've gone back to 1791. Grable. What's Grable? Rabbler? Grable name origin. I'm John Grabler. South German, okay. Gabriel Duval, John Duval, and Ann Tarleton, Antarctica.
Of course, Tarleton. It doesn't link to his dad. Catherine Eugenia Finnegan? What's that?
Finnegan is Scottish.
Irish, right? Scottish or Irish?
Either.
Why would they have... His dad's supposedly okay. Irish, but has a French... middle name.
Weird.
I could just check Obama. Yeah, we're just looking for people's families here, but I'm already sort of satisfied because his great-grandfather is George W. Armour. And it's a whole family. And his daughter is called Ruth. I don't think he was playing around exactly.
Biden's family. What are other prominent families?
Like, are we figuring out that all these people are the same large family?
Oh. Well, because the ones I found before are all connected. Like, they all, like, married into each other and stuff like that. Livingston's, Stuyvesant, Bayard... Cortland, Phillips, Rensselaer, how would I say that? Schuyler.
Oof.
I need to create a list of all of them. Freaking Vanderbilt.
P.O. Margaret Wright, France.
I think the Livingstons are the easiest, like, jumping off point, though.
And the Wolfley, Rachel Abbott. Okay, let me just look it up to this. I've already found a Ruth and a Jacob, so I think I'm getting close.
Yeah, someone's dad is named Israel.
Yeah, guy's name's literally Jacob, so yes, it is true.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Hold on, I need to pull the name that I sent you yesterday. Schmully Spermsberger, Wiener Steinman, Von Levitz... I need to add Ruben and...
Okay, from Dunham, I went to David Rubel and Sarah Malin. David Rubel. Okay, that's already a little... That's cutting it close right there. You cannot tell me this is not Jewish, man.
I spit all over my laptop.
Like, how many people on Earth have Jewish ancestry, and why are they all presidents and statesmen?
Yeah, because each of these families is like, they're in finance and politics and law. Wait, Elizabeth Cady Stanton was a suffragist, and she was connected to the Livingston family. So they were like, yeah, women's rights are cool. Aren't they supposed to be, like, oppressive? Astor.
Okay, so Sarah and David. Okay, that's 100% Jewish. I'm very satisfied right now. Obama's at least like 2%. Spelling variations of this family name include Rubel, Rubly, Rubel, Ruby, Rubai, and Rube. That's interesting. Armour. Let me check Armour.
How long could we make this name? I'm thinking of like Brown Stains of Dark East Latifah song title. Shmuley Spermberger, Wiener Steinman, Von Israel, Ruben Levitz. Are there ones we are missing? Oh, we need to put like gold or silver in there.
Okay, I'm just checking from Ann Dunham. That's Obama's mom.
Oh,
just
and Field. There. Israel Field.
Rosen Gold.
Okay, fields. Ruben Field, Rosen Butt Nut, Gold Rosen
Butt Nut.
Rosen Goldman. Three. Let me see the okay. Okay, so Ruth's parents were Armour and Gabriella Clark. Nancy Ann Childress, George W. Armour. Christopher Columbus Clark, what a name. Allred is what?
Mm-hmm. Allred?
Allred, yeah.
As a name?
Uh-huh. Frances Ann Allred. Anna Bunch, Mary Bellamy, Sarah Wade Ray, Samuel Bunch. Okay, there's no match for all red, so I'll just look it up. All red name origin.
Isn't fish like
would it
definitely?
Don't know.
Well, oh, these guys look book. Suspicious. Oh my.
All red.
Looks like he's about to take a trip to the homeland.
Huh. So I have a whole obviously neither of you should say this out loud, but my last name has a whole like thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, I didn't know that.
Yeah, mine is way too small. I mean, it's we tracked it like ourselves. Like someone in the family created a whole catalog of our history back to 1400s because it's so small. Anyways.
The motto is I trust in God. Well, that's nice. Wait, what? The Anglo-Saxons of Britain? I thought it was German. Maybe I'm not. Well, it would be, but also strange. Name given to someone who was a worker at a bakehouse. The bakehouse was where all the people in a village would bake their bread in communal ovens.
This guy was born in Papega?
Boyne?
In Paperga. In the Netherlands, of course. Calvinists. Dutch Calvinists.
Listen, I wasn't thinking much of the Ruth thing. She did look Jewish, but I wasn't thinking much until I saw David Rubel and Sarah. Probably Ruben. I think it's probably Ruben. On Bunch? Okay, it's gone. Stanley Ann Dunham. Jacob Mackey. Okay,
if I look at my name, there's no. Not even found here.
Jacob Mackey. Wait, Jacob? Jacob's dad was named Jacob, too. Getting stinky. Ancestors are from the United States, France, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the Netherlands. Wait. Louisa? Eliza? Stroop? Oh! So your actual name is Straub and Stille?
Straub, oh boy.
Okay, I don't think there's much separation anymore. Okay, Stille, name, origin. Okay, this is straight up Jewish, we're getting there. Stille, Jewish. Straub. Emma Straub. Straub, Jewish genealogy. Okay, Straub is Jewish.
Why are you lying to me? You did not find this many records in my last name. It's funny. Carl. Carl, I don't know. I worry sometimes because I have a trope in my last name. My grandma's name is Sarah. I'm like, okay.
Getting that insane now. Certified banana nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, and they changed Straub to Stroop.
No one will notice.
Yeah, no one will notice. Right. Kearney. This makes me feel like, well, if I check into anybody, they're gonna turn up Jewish, but that's just not true. That's just really not true. Most people don't turn up Jewish, so if these people turn up Jewish, there's probably something strange going on. Falmouth Kearney.
It's in Sweden, mainly?
Donovan. Is Donovan Jewish?
I don't think so.
Donovan. It's German, so I don't know, could be. Benjamin, oh. Rebecca, David, wow, where are we going with this?
Rebecca, oh. The black of the mirror.
The sweet of the juice. Well, I'm satisfied for the day. I think Obama's Jewish. I'm sure. At least at like 5 or 10%. We got 20 people watching. That's crazy. Did you post about this, Lotus?
No, I didn't. Well, I tell my Discord. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's not. Maybe that's making a difference.
I'm not really popular, though, I don't think. Would do much.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Relatively.
Like 5 actual fans.
I doubt that. Call me black.
Call me black.
I have the song in my head now, thank you.
I'm listening to it right now.
You're listening to music?
Yeah.
I can't multitask like that. I can only focus on like one thing at a time. Maybe I'm just stupid.
So Biggs made a video saying QAnon was retarded. For that one, no, really held my ears along.
Sorry, I was stretching my sore ears.
Does Obama have Jewish ancestry? Somebody must have done the research before me.
Oh, you just got lazy.
Obama's Jewish roots run deep. No, we're not a normal family, says Obama's Jewish half brother.
What?
What's that?
Death Grips fuels her brain. That is true. Maybe we gotta do some gaming, man. So I got nothing to do right now.
Man.
Got a game. Crazy. Gamer Gabby. Oh! I put a freaking hoodie on. Tyrone Darius. Overwatch streaming, maybe, I don't know. Got all the answers.
I try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day. Or eat watermelon chicken and Kool-Aid on weekdays. Or eat watermelon Kool-Aid and chicken on weekdays.
It's a good song, I like it.
What?
I like when black people are racist.
Okay, you're just quoting something.
So, yeah, I mean, why? Yeah, I like Kendrick and Tyler most when they do that.
You're racist?
Yeah, you're racist against black people.
It's my favorite kind of racism.
Other than, you know, racism against Jewish
people. Oh, God.
What were we talking about earlier? For fuck's sake. Before Obama's Jewish.
What yeah, the F? Obama, Bush, and Clinton say they will take the COVID-19 vaccine publicly to gain public trust? Well, yeah, because they're not playing on children, then it doesn't matter if they're sterile. Okay, why doesn't it disclose that Bush is freaking... that they're all Jewish on their pages? It's so clear to see.
Yeah, they're Bosch, right? They're Bosch.
Bush is Bosch, and Clinton is actually Blythe, so...
Blythe.
Look, especially like Bush, it's way too
especially
obvious.
Bush, he does look very Jewish.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they're paralyzed and sterile, because they're half dead anyways.
Yeah, with the stuff they're getting plugged into their veins and their buttholes, they're probably never gonna die. Is that why they're all money hungry? I don't know. I don't think anybody gets elected. Sort of getting crazy right now. I think everybody's already been predestined to be a president or a politician based on their heritage.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like with Hamilton, it probably goes to other ones. Well, Hamilton was a huge nose or whatever. He married into the Schuyler Dutch thing.
Yeah, and Hamilton was a major homosexual.
Yeah. I'm dead. I want to. Sorry. Okay. George Washington. Off. What the?
Sophie cut out a lot.
What the? What the? Oh, no, man.
Yeah, you cut out a whole lot.
Freaking penis.
Okay, the founding fathers. Which one of them were Huguenots?
I gotta look at that now. Well, they were all at least Freemasons.
Yeah, pretty much all of them, except the one guy that wasn't. Except like Charles Carroll, and then he named the Freemasonic Lodge after him. Or some guy, I forgot his name, wasn't Charles Carroll.